A defense lawyer who does it for a living. Most of his clients are guilty, and he knows it. And all he can say is, the guilty deserve representation. I'm just doing my job. As if everyone knows deep down it's wrong. I was only following orders. That's what it sounds like. But you know what? That's not it at all. It's not? It's not, said Gerald. As a matter of fact, guilty people aren't entitled to representation, not constitutionally. You don't have a right to a lawyer for your appeal, because the state doesn't have to let you appeal at all. You don't have a right to a lawyer for a habeas petition, same reason. Why do you have a right to a lawyer for your trial? His voice rose. It's because you aren't guilty until they prove it. No one is. That's the meaning of presumed innocent. Maybe that sounds like a rationalization to you, and maybe it is. Because you get cases where you know the guy did it. He's factually guilty, whether they can prove it or not. But if someone asks me how I can defend that guy, I've got a simple answer. And it's not about how guilty people deserve lawyers. I say, I'm not defending that guy. I'm defending his rights. I'm defending the Constitution, just like the oath says. The Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Crime warps the law. We set up rules to protect the innocent. They protect the guilty, too. And we come to see them as annoyances and technicalities. But they aren't technicalities. They're rights. And they aren't just his rights. They're your rights, too. If the government can do it to my client, they can do it to you. Guilty people are the front line of defense for the innocent. If the government comes for you, you'd better hope that we stood up and fought for the scumbag they grabbed the day before. Now, are they going to do it to you? Are they going to grab you up and hold you without a lawyer? Probably not. You're white. You don't have a suspicious-sounding name. They probably won't make a mistake. You're a loyal American. They probably won't grab you for their own reasons. And you're a nice kid. You probably don't have enemies who tell the government lies about you. But the point of the Constitution is that you don't have to rely on probably and won't. The Constitution means that the government can't do those things to you. But the only way to make sure they can't do it to you is to make sure they can't do it to anyone. Equal justice under law.